mouth.
Word of 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 mouth.
Word of
mouth. From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott, and we're listening to Asha Gadawo by the Debo Band from their debut album, named one of NPR's 50 favorite albums of 2012. The 11-member band based in Boston blends 1960s Ethiopian music with American funk and brass band music and rock. Tonight, the Debo Band is playing on the Dartmouth Green in Hanover. Band leader, saxophonist, and Ethiopian-American Danny McCohen joins us now from WBUR in Boston. Danny, great to meet you.
Good to meet you, Virginia.
So what was the song we were listening to, Asha Gadawo? What is it about, and in which language is that?
Asha Gadawo is an Ethiopian wedding song sung in Amharic, which is the official language of Ethiopia. And it's a difficult song to translate. It's a folk song, a traditional song, and we had collaborated with a lot of Ethiopians and kept on asking, you know, folks that are, you know, traditional musicians, hey, what is this song that we're singing? What is it about? And it took a really long time to translate, but essentially it means there is a woman with killer beauty, and it's sort of hard to pin her down, and when you eventually marry her, you praise her family. Anyway, there's no direct translation for that. Unfortunately, there's not a nice, easy phrase, but that's the gist of it.
Well, that's a traditional song in some ways, but and I'd love to hear a little history on this style of music. In Ethiopia, the predominant thing that you play is known as Addis Swing, or that's what we've come to call it. So what was going on in the 60s and 70s in Ethiopia that contributed to this sound?
Well, the thing that's so fascinating about Ethiopia in the 60s and 70s is that you have a lot of different movements of music all happening at the same time. So you had brass bands coming into Ethiopia via Armenia in the 1940s. A few Armenians actually became conductors in Ethiopia. So sort of your John Philip Sousa of Ethiopia is an Armenian named Nersis Nalbandian. And Nalbandian and other primarily Armenian arrangers were also very interested in what was happening with Ethiopian traditional music. So they would arrange for brass band, but with a very strong Ethiopian nationalist sound. And at the same time, you had other sort of modern projects of Ethiopian music. Someone named Tesfai Lema took an ensemble of traditional instruments, so not brass instruments or instruments from the West, but Ethiopian folk instruments like a washint, which is a bamboo flute, and a masenko, which is a one-string fiddle. So all of this was happening at the same time. It's a really vibrant period. Plus, Peace Corps volunteers and Voice of America radio that started to bring in American rock, pop, R&B, jazz, and soul, and funk sounds. And then that's where you really start to see even more blending, where Ethiopian musicians who are trained in either the more traditional folk school of playing traditional Ethiopian instruments or the more modern Armenian-fueled brass schools are then taking their musical training a step further and incorporating the influence of people like Sam Cooke, Elvis Presley, Pat Boone, James Brown, Duke Ellington. And then that's another level. And all of this was happening pretty much at the same time. And this was the height of what you're calling Swinging Addis, but also a very important project of Ethiopian modernity.
Let's hear another song from the Debo Band. This is with Brooke Tesfai on vocals. The song is called Nene Waleba.
Thank you.
A little bit of Nene Waleba by the Debo Band. I'm talking with the band leader and saxophonist Danny McConan. The Debo Band is going to be playing a free show tonight on the Dartmouth Green in Hanover. Preceding the concert will be a discussion called Ethiopian Songs, Rhythms Across Cultures. And there are so many things going on in that song. First of all, a terrific vocal performance by Brooke Tesfaye there. I hear, you know, kind of stacks, kind of Southern soul and R&B coming in there. I wonder how this band all came together.
Well, we formed as a group of friends, essentially a community band in Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts, where most of us live. And I had moved to Boston to further my jazz studies. And what I found here was a community of mostly post-college graduate musicians who had settled in Boston, and we were all doing different things with our, you know, musical training. So there were classical musicians who had gone on from a violin classical training to do three-piece rock band with violin, guitar, and drums. You know, there was a bass player who decided to give up the bass and take up the sousaphone, and he went from playing punk, hardcore punk music on the bass to playing sousaphone in a klezmer circus band. So essentially what I did was I found a community of like-minded individuals who were all stretching the boundaries of their musical training and kind of investigating, you know, their musical interests beyond their comfort zone. So in my case, a jazz saxophonist with a training in very sort of, you know, classic bebop, I, you know, wanted to stretch that and dig into my Ethiopian roots, musically speaking. So it was a group of musicians who were all doing that in their own way. And I think the other important component of this is Brooke Tesfaye and some other vocalists that we were working with early on in 2006 when we formed. These were Ethiopian Americans who were all singers, but Brooke had never performed, you know, in any professional capacity. You know, I think the only singing he had really done was as a child, sort of around the house with his family. And then also, I think in college, he did maybe a talent show with a friend, a college roommate or something. But, you know, this was a chance for the folks in the group who had grown up in America, such as myself, to start working with Ethiopians who were amateur singers, fluent in the language, fluent in the musical style, but who had never really sung on a stage before.
Now, the band has played in Ethiopia a couple of times. What was the response there?
The response in Ethiopia has always been surprising to us. Very supportive and enthusiastic about our performances. You know, I think all of us went to Ethiopia with some level of anxiety. You know, how are we going to be received? What are they going to think? Are they going to treat us like appropriators of this music, or are they going to treat us as, you know, creative, sort of like taking the music beyond its original context? And, you know, we were happy to see that it was the latter rather than the former. So, you know, we were really welcomed as musicians who had paid our dues and had studied a lot of traditionally Ethiopian music and found a unique way to reimagine that music and to put it on the stage in a contemporary context.
Let's hear another song from the Debo Band. This one is called Not Just a Song. That was Not Just a Song by the Debo Band, and I'm speaking with the band leader and saxophonist Danny McConan. It sounds like you just sort of grab onto a groove and keep on playing it. I mean, I can just imagine these big African bands spread across the stage or in a nightclub. Is that what you're going for? That kind of feel?
Oh, certainly. I mean, this, you know, beyond everything else, the, you know, political issues, the historical stuff, anything that might seem academic or too heady, I think that really what we're going for here is a party. You know, creating the party vibe is very important to us. And I mean party with a purpose. I think that what Debo Band is keyed into is a celebration of life and an affirmation of life. And, you know, a lot of the music has a very spirited energy and quality to it. And I think that that's something that we're drawn to in Ethiopian music. I think it's a very happy, joyous music. And that's something that, you know, when you have 12 people on stage, the audience sees a party on stage, and then the music they hear is joyous. So we are certainly, all about dancing and locking into that groove, as you said, and bringing the energy to the stage in that way.
What is the meaning of the word debo?
Debo means communal labor or collective effort, and it's an archaic Amharic word. It's a word that isn't used in common everyday Ethiopian conversations, but I think it's evocative. It's also a short, easy word to pronounce if you're not fluent in the language. There are other words that might have been more challenging. But debo, it's a word, I love when a group of Ethiopians come up to me after a show. I'm not fluent in the language, but Ethiopian fans will come up to me after a show and say, what does debo mean? And then I get a chance to sort of be the informed Amharic speaker for a moment and explain to them what the word means. And then others will say, oh, that's what I thought it meant. That's a great word. I haven't heard it for 20 years. But then I think just back to the actual core of the project, we formed as a community. We formed as a group of friends who work together for the love and respect of Ethiopian music. And certainly when you have 11 musicians on tour, it takes a communal effort to make this kind of project take off and to show up on time. It's a bit like herding cats sometimes with this many musicians. So it does take everyone working together communally.
Yeah, I guess it's much easier to say debo than the title of the song I'm going to leave us with today, Akale Wupe. Danny McConan, band leader and saxophonist of the Debo Band, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Virginia.
Well, despite the plans for a summer evening of music outdoors, it looks like there's a high probability of rain, and Debo Band will perform at 7 in the Spalding Auditorium. Doors will open at 6:30 p.m. The event will still be free, but seating will be limited.